Hello, guys. Yeah! Thank you. We're back.
Dude, why were you being such an ass today in the chat?
Look, I did nothing. I don't know why you perceived me as being an ass.
You came right...
That sounds like your own problem, Chris.
Look, Avery was, you know, having fun with his little cigar today.
At 3 p.m., he had a big fatty...
So?
Hanging out of his mouth.
And then Alec was like, well, it's in the morning, dude.
I also didn't like his smug face that he had with it. Like he was better than me.
You just frustrate me.
For some reason, that really made Chris mad.
Yeah, you daddy mode us all the time. But like,
whatever.
We're all trash. We are all three trash.
What? So? So I'm not allowed to have an opinion?
You... He smokes sometimes, you drink on weekdays, and I eat shit out of the trash. We've all got problems.
We fight a lot for friends.
I just got back from prom. I'm trying to hold my arms like this so my titty doesn't show. Because I feel like in button-ups, my titties always show.
What kind of cosplay could that be? Pastor Chris.
Grimace.
Oh my god.
Want to whip in the van down by?
What was that from?
Have you ever seen the van down by the river, the Chris Farley thing?
No.
Oh, dude, that's
wait,
good.
Yeah, you told me. Didn't you tell me about that before?
Yeah, we watched it. It was him and David Spade.
Oh, no, that was the Down by the River song.
Oh, yeah, no. Rick. So what's one of your topics?
I have a few that we didn't get to last week. There's a couple Star Wars ones. Do you want to get into Star Wars?
Yeah, sure. Let's get everybody out.
So a couple weeks ago... Actually, about a couple months ago, Rise of Skywalker came out. Not a lot of people liked it. Boo-hoo. It's over. But what came out a couple weeks ago were some leaks for, I guess there was a previous director that was going to take over the film. And some of the concept art from that idea was floating around and got leaked. And they had a lot of cool stuff in it. And I wish that movie was made instead.
I didn't read none of that. I don't really care about Star Wars that much anymore. Not because I don't think Rise of Skywalker was that bad. I'd rather it just end.
Yeah. We talked about this, but it was just, to me, a big missed opportunity.
And the only thing I cared about going forward was the Obi-Wan show, and they canceled it. So I really don't care about anything.
It's not canceled. They postponed it, I guess.
I don't see it happening.
I do.
It depends how far along they got, because if they didn't get it to writing anything, like any scripts, it's done.
I think that's what they're redoing right now.
It sounds Uncharted movie to me.
Oh, yeah, whatever happened with that?
It's the same thing, put on hold indefinitely.
Oh.
It's been put on hold so long that Tom Holland was supposed to be young Nathan Drake, and now if they do it, he's just doing Nathan Drake. So, yeah, I don't see that going anywhere. What did you think of Rise of Skywalker?
I thought it was good for what it was. I think what it came down to was a lot of time was spent trying to fix 8, and it feels like whatever story he had left was kind of rushed.
It's the Batman v Superman of the new Star Wars trilogy. Every time I think about why I like it, I think about why I like Batman v Superman. It's very rushed. Should have really been 2 movies.
Yes.
And it's got cool moments that don't get spliced together well.
Honestly, it would have been fine if they made another one.
Yeah, 2 movies.
And just made it an even number, too. But they wanted to follow the trilogy.
Just like Batman v Superman would have been a masterpiece if they spread it into 2 movies. How much of the DCEU have you actually watched?
I've watched... the original Batmans. I watched the new Superman.
Now, I'm not talking about any like Christian Bale. I'm talking about like where it's Ben Affleck.
None.
So you haven't watched Man of Steel?
I've watched Man of Steel. That's it.
But you haven't watched Batman v Superman?
Mm-mm.
You haven't watched Wonder Woman?
Mm-mm.
Aquaman?
Mm-mm.
Suicide Squad?
I watched Suicide Squad.
Did you watch... You watched Shazam?
Yeah.
So you've seen...
Shazam!
So you've missed Wonder Woman, probably the best one. That and Shazam, I think, are the two best, like, actually good movies. The rest are eh. Except for Suicide Squad, that one's not good. Would you watch them all? What circumstance could you be in to where you'd want to, but where you would watch them?
I would watch Wonder Woman.
But, like, all of them.
Like Batman v Superman.
And which ones do you think you'd actually like?
Oh, man. I know I wouldn't like Aquaman.
Me too. I haven't seen that one.
I would like Wonder Woman. I don't know about Batman v Superman.
I think you'd like it. I don't think you'd... It'd be one of those you acknowledge it's not good, like Rise of Skywalker, but you'd still like the moments.
I'm not a DC fanboy either, so who knows? Like, maybe
a lot of it's
like
crowd-pleasing stuff, yeah. Like, the Batman stuff is really cool. The actual fighting and the Superman, but, like, Lex Luthor's garbage. Doomsday makes no sense. It's not put together well. The scenes don't match. It's very obvious that they do one thing to get to another. That's what I also don't like about Rise of Skywalker.
Yes.
Like, things happen just to get to the next part. So, let's now go to a video. Shit.
A little early for that one.
I don't know how this works anymore. We should get a picture of Hannah Montana and make it a fourth one.
I could put it in.
Yeah.
You want to get into a video already?
Yeah, we'll do a video and then we'll go back to a topic.
Okay.
And I've got a topic, so after the video, we'll do one of mine.
Kate and I, we've been watching some reality TV lately, and I want you to look away while I pull this one up.
Gotcha.
I'll tell you when to look. All right. No, wait. And... Okay. This is a TLC show called My Strange Addiction.
I'm 43 years old. I live in Detroit, Michigan, and I'm addicted to eating cat hair. Just chewing it is relaxing.
You know, it was straight on the back of your tongue, so you know it's going straight through. Oh, man, I hate cat hair, guys.
you hate all hair.
Dude, I hate getting hair in my mouth. It's the I want to kill myself when it gets in there. It's just like, it's a feeling that never goes away. Like,
that's just human hair, though. Imagine eating
cat hair is the worst. Hair. Or dog hair. Like, they're both the worst. Because then you get that thing where you pick it out and you're like, someone's rubbed their ass on
this.
This
is too fine of a hair to be my own.
And it's not that it's necessarily dirty. It's that a hair is kind of hard to get out and hard to swallow. So it's stuck in your throat and you know it's there all day. I could have a hair in my throat and you'll never know about it. Stuck forever.
Chris's favorite activity.
Look at her teeth. That looks like someone who eats cat hair.
It's a comforting feeling. Her fur is such an interesting texture. It's so soft and puffy and like cotton candy almost.
I really can't. I don't even know if I can. Oh, I can't. Hey, I can't watch her chew it. Ew.
Sorry, it's in my lipstick.
When my sister told me she was eating cat hair, I was shocked. It is strange. I don't think she should be eating it.
Look like pubes.
You were like, she was like, years ago, when I saw my Lisa sister get the cat hair, I should have got the shotgun and took my whole family out of its misery. That's so gross. Ritual turned into a full-blown cats addiction. Alone are disgusting.
Now, 2 years later,
dude, cats
so
suck.
Hooked on consuming cat hair that she can't go 2 hours.
Hold on, pause it. What do you, dude? Obviously, we're both dogs over cats. What's some arguments you hear about cats? Because cats suck. I hate cats.
The biggest argument is that, like, they're easy to potty train and they don't have to, like, go outside or anything.
Dude, they're not easy to potty train. And a litter box is not potty training. Potty training is when it's disposed in any way. Like, when we take a shit, it's in the toilet, it's gone. When a dog takes a shit, it's outside, it's
gone.
Some
people have trained their cats how to poop in the toilet.
That's not most, though. It's always a stinky shit. Piss smelled litter box. When you guys had Kiki, mm-hmm. it smelled like cat pee over here. Because you had the litter box, and if it was overfilled, and I know, because I had a cat too, it smelled like cat piss. Mm. Fucking cats are disgusting.
Agreed.
They can be cute. I'm not saying they're not cute animals, but they're not worth any trouble.
Basically moving houseplants.
Yeah, they are moving that hate you. No cats love you. Yeah, don't you ever think a cat loves you. They don't. They would eat you if they were bigger than you were.
Let's see what develops with this lady.
Why so many close-ups on her mouth?
She's chewing cat hair. I think there's a part where she goes, oh,
directly to the source.
I'll just like spread out.
Cat on the cob.
I'll just clean like her shoulders and her ears and the back of her head and stuff. How and her face.
Damaged do you have to be
as involved
to get to this
as
point,
another
dude.
Cat would.
Bitch is Angela.
Not her butt. Or between the paws that go in the litter box.
How damaged do you have to be?
Yeah, like what happened to her to make?
We both seem to enjoy
to make it this far.
She's a furry.
She you wants think to, she's a furry?
Oh yeah, she probably wants to be a cat.
Wow.
Like she identifies with that kind of nature of being a cat. So like licking the cat, wanting to act like the cat. Notice how she backs her head like a cat.
Yeah.
She probably thinks it's cute. Don't cuddle up. No, she's a monster and needs to be stopped.
Have you ever cried during a reality TV show?
Not a reality TV show.
Or a TV show.
Yeah. Plenty of times.
What show?
I got a little emotional, just the most recent one. I watched the Good Place finale. Finales can sometimes get me. There's some
emotions.
Some emotional finales. What shows make you cry?
There was this show on Disney Plus recently that made me bawl like a baby.
What's it called?
I don't know what it's called, but it's about dogs being trained to like help people. Like eye-seeing dogs.
Yeah, dog stuff gets me.
And at the end of like the first or second episode, these people who kind of raise him from the puppy stage to get him prepped for it have to give him up to the school. And they spend like a whole year with these families. And then just seeing these people give up these dogs was just like devastating to me. I didn't like weep, but out of nowhere, like my eyes were just leaking tears. And Caitlin looked at me and was like, "Are you okay?"
Dude,
I just looked at her. I'm like, I can't watch this show anymore.
I wonder if there's any documentaries about police dogs.
That'd be a tough one.
Those dogs die a lot.
Yeah.
They're usually the first to die when they do raids, too, because they're easier to kill.
Yeah.
I still to this day don't understand why we let dogs be in the police force.
Because they're it's fucking so scary.
It's not worth it to the dog.
No.
It's not fair that a dog just fucking dies.
Yeah, they don't get to choose, but...
Save that for the countries where they eat dogs.
Looking at you, China.
With your corona, rightish.
Dude, I saw a wild video on Twitter of people like trying to blame China because of all the shit that they eat. I saw some dude eating live baby mice.
Yeah, that didn't help.
Like dunking them in butter.
Getting the fucking plague.
And like just...
But we eat bull throwing testicles them back. Here. We, dude, Americans
That's not
eat,
a live animal.
Americans eat some of the grossest shit, though.
What, like Oreos?
Tide Pods.
All right.
I got a topic for you.
What are we doing? Oh, we have plenty of time. Go ahead.
Yeah, we got like half a show, don't we?
Yeah.
Yeah. What was your favorite movie of the year?
Can I have a list?
Yeah, there's... You know, there's Avengers Endgame.
Okay.
There's, shit, no, I need to get a list. Ah!
Joker, Rise of Skywalker. didn't the new Spider-Man come out this year? Far From Home?
Yeah, I thought not Spider-Verse, though.
No, Spider-Verse definitely would have won. It won last year for me.
Joker.
I already said Joker.
Shazam.
Shazam was this year?
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was like Christmas time last year.
No, the movie took place in Christmas time, but it actually came out in April 2020 or 2018.
Dude, Cats.
Cats. Aladdin, Lion. Damn, both of those came out in 2019.
I don't think I saw any other.
Toy Story 4. Black. It Chapter 2.
Ooh, that was a good one.
I have not seen Detective Pikachu. Want to? The Irishman.
Captain Marvel?
Yeah, that came out. That came out right before Avengers. There actually was not that much that came out. For me, it's kind of a toss-up because I really like Endgame. And I really like Joker. And I really like It Chapter 2 and Shazam.
Yeah, I think that would have to be my three.
It'd probably be Avengers Endgame. I really like that movie.
Yeah, and that was such a
big movie.
Colossal, yeah. Like, both.
Favorite, not best, though. What's some shit that you saw this year? Because I just went through a year with my significant other, and I've been introduced to a lot of things.
Mm.
There's some good shit I caught this year. Have you ever heard of the show Veronica Mars?
I've heard of it.
That shit's cool. That shit's really cool. And it has a movie. It came out with a season 4.
What's the show about?
It's a detective show. It's like a girl and her dad are like actual PIs. Well, the dad's a PI and she like gets like photos of shit she's not supposed to be into, right? Because she's not a PI, so she can go do that shit and not put everything on the line. But like actual crimes. And each season is like involved with one crime that you find out more about throughout the season. So it's like a whodunit.
A lot of people have been talking about that show on Netflix, You.
I want to see that, but I've also seen Living by with Yourself.
Yes, that was really so good. Yeah, so You was, it gives me Dexter vibes. It's very much like Dexter.
Yeah, sympathetic killer.
Yeah, but I caught the last half of season 2.
And I heard season 2 is way better than the first one.
I was invested in it until I got to the end.
You didn't like
the very end. Last scene of the season.
Of You?
Yep.
Yeah, I want to watch season 2. I have not seen it yet.
I didn't even watch season 1.
What else? Oh, I got introduced to The Sound of Music and Mary Poppins. Mary Poppins.
That's Kate's favorite movie. Not Mary Poppins, but Sound of Music.
Dude, it's so good. Have you seen it before?
I don't know.
Holy shit. That soundtrack alone is really good. And it's a World War II movie. I had no idea what that movie was going to be about.
Yeah.
It's really good. Yeah, but Mary Poppins was all right. The music wasn't as good as Sound of Music. And the story was a lot less significant, I thought. I don't get into the... Like, British shit annoys me. I hate their accent. Their accent's garbage. Harry Potter? Yes. Oh, man, Harry Potter would be so much better with an American accent. It's just... I don't know. It's not that it's pretentious, really. It's just that... It's hard to understand what they're saying sometimes. Shit. But we've got our versions of Cockney here.
What?
Yeah, Ron speaks in Cockney, I think. I think his shit's so slurred and hard to understand. He's such a doof. Ron sucks. Harry Potter. Oh, I tried to read a Harry Potter book.
Bloody hell, Harry.
The fifth one had a pretty good start.
You still haven't finished it?
Mm-mm. It didn't grab me. It's kind of hard. It's hard to sit down and read an entire book.
Fifth one's...
When I'm done with school, I'll have plenty of time.
That's six.
That's fifth.
That's fifth?
Yeah, six.
You didn't
is
like
tough
that one?
No, I did like it. That's what I said.
Oh, but I said you didn't finish it.
Yeah, it's hard to read an entire book where you not listening.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I didn't have my board up.
All right, let's get into this last video.
Last video, last
on
topic.
On the... This is one of my favorite reality TV scenes of all time, if we're going to stick to that topic for this episode. This is from a show called Catfish.
Oh, no. Oh, I like Catfish, by the way. That's a good one, I
Catfish
feel.
Is a great show.
Yeah.
This is one of the most iconic moments in the show.
No. She's late.
The damn game.
He's expecting his catfish girlfriend. Oh, yeah.
That's true.
Whew. Have you ever been catfish?
Oh, here comes a car, guys.
Okay, I wasn't catfished. I didn't ask first. I remember being in middle school.
Uh-oh.
And this girl, like, we were texting, and I'd never gone on a date. Like, this was, like, when I first got a phone. And we were texting. She was really nice. And she messaged me on Facebook, and you could only see her face. It's just really shallow, but I mean, it's also middle school, Chris.
Fair. No, I mean, it's fair. You don't know who you're talking to. You can't just be like, hey, okay.
And she was really nice, and I was like, man, this girl really nice to me. And, you know, I wanted to go on some dates. I've never done it before. I'm a young boy. And she's like, send me a picture of yourself. And I'm like, oh, cool. And that was easy for me. I don't care.
Did you whip your penis out?
No. It was middle school. And she wanted just a regular picture. And I'm like, oh, cool.
Show me that middle school dick.
And she's like, I'll send you a picture of me. I'd never asked for a picture of this person. Like, I literally probably would have shown up and been catfished for real if she didn't go out of her way to do it. I was like, oh, okay. I thought she was going to be someone I knew. I thought she was someone else or something, like someone who saw me in school. She sent me a picture of herself, and she was standing on a table, and she's a pretty big lady. Like, she was bigger than I am now.
Like, 600-pound life, kind of?
Yeah, she was probably about 400 pounds.
Wow.
And
it's a whole lot of woman.
I texted back maybe like 2 times.
After that?
And then I had to figure out how to block a number. I know, it's mean, it's not nice, but hey.
It's not as good as a encounter as this, though.
Alright, who's inside?
They really build it up.
Do they show what he thinks she looks like?
Not in this clip, I don't think.
Uh-oh.
Wait, I think I caught a beard there.
I don't know.
Oh, he thought it was going to be a girl.
Yeah. The drama in this clip.
I know, this ain't the...
What?
Have you not seen this?
No.
This dude.
Is this fake? You
want to chill out a second?
Shh.
Excuse me.
This, man. For real.
Don't touch me.
Better back up.
Don't touch me.
Better back up.
What kind of is this, man?
Better chill out, man.
What the kind of is this, man?
We're talking. Him and I are talking.
Yo, hey, you a...
What do you think is going on here?
I don't know. I'm so confused. Is he the date? Does he have anything to do with their actual encounter? Or did he just show up, saw there were cameras, like, I'm going to make a moment? I hope that's what it is. Like, he just saw
just
some
a
cameras.
Random guy. I thought he'd go to the park today. Ruin some lives.
Thing right now,
excuse
buddy.
Me.
One thing you're gonna like, you're gonna learn to love it too.
What the hell are you talking about,
what's
dude?
What's going on? I'm gonna be the one wearing the pants in this one. Understand
yeah,
that?
Dude, you're being unreasonable.
Straight up. The kind of is this?
I'm just asking you to take it down a couple notches.
Hey.
You brought a lot of attitude.
By the way, a lot of attitude last night. Thanks a lot. Really felt it too. You and I got to know you better. I loved it. But I'll tell you what, you and I, we could do that later. Come here. We're gonna talk.
We don't talk.
You, baby. Are you kidding me? You could still be my chocolate kiss too. You don't forget about that, baby.
Whoa! What?
I can't believe you've never seen
this
before.
Is this real?
Yes.
Did you? So it's not like.
No, people have speculated that it's fake, but I believe 100% that
dude,
this is real.
I think one person in this video is faking it.
You can be my chocolate kiss, Chris.
I think literally the camera crew and that guy are probably so like actually astounded.
What would you do in this situation?
I don't know.
Would you run?
A little bit.
Just
I'd be scared.
And run away.
Imagine you're talking to someone and you're like kissy face, heart face, and it's that dude. And then he's saying you could be my chocolate kiss.
I want to be friends with this guy.
Come on.
Come on. What the is that?
Kenzo, do you know this guy?
No, I don't know this.
Are you Jess?
Yeah, I'm Jess.
You're Jess.
Yeah.
Man. What?
I mean, that there. That's what I had.
What kind of is that, man?
Okay, so is it like a Chris Hansen deal where like he's playing a 14-year-old girl and like that's why he's so mad?
Who, him?
Yeah.
So he gets into a little bit later what his motives are. But I just love, this is my favorite encounter of all time. Because he's expecting this, like, really hot girl that he's been talking to for, like, 9 months.
You still be my chocolate kiss.
And he gets this fucking goofball running up to him.
Not everything is as it seems. Not everything you see or want it to be can be exactly what you want it to be. And I am living proof of that. And I felt that. And I felt the necessity to put myself out there.
He's got a mission.
It's anger.
What are you so angry about?
Come on, the guy's got a family and he's talking to me? He thinks he's talking to some broad?
But he did think he was talking to a girl.
Exactly.
As, right. So you're a good actress.
Sure, I like that. Yeah, why not?
Oh, so he's been, like, he was trying to cheat.
What's your name, by the way? You skipped that.
My name's maybe? Justin.
I think if I remember correctly, his relationship with his baby mama or wife was kind of rocky.
So he's looking for...
And he found this girl.
This piece of beard over
this,
here.
Chocolate this cutie.
Take a stab at this.
Sure.
You're gay.
Obviously I'm not gay.
Well, it's not so obvious. I mean, you are pretending obviously to be a girl online and having a romantic relationship with a guy, so...
I give it to you. You got me there.
Right.
This dude's not serious. There's no planet.
We never had two hopeless hookup. An identical twin.
Oh, that was it. Dude, catfish is a riot.
Well, we've got time for one.
You have a video for us?
No, you've got a topic, don't you?
Oh.
Run out?
Yeah, I kind of ran out. So.
So why were you being such a ass in
Oh,
the
you
want
to bring it back to this?
Yeah.
I wasn't being an ass.
Why do you try to be our dads?
Oh my God. Look, all I said was it was a little early.
Why'd you have to judge
I was
him,
shocked.
Though?
I was shocked.
Why can't he have some a little puff?
He can. It's just
oh, not,
that was
not
that
according
was a,
to you.
That was a big
not
cigar.
Not according to you, boy. You said.
Let's pull it up.
That's a little early. No, we got pretty aggressive.
No.
We can't say everything.
Oh, yeah.
In the chat.
I'll censor it. So he says, should I show the picture?
No, it's not. Yeah. Can't see it.
Well, yeah, it's Avery smoking a fat boy. And Chris goes, it looks like a poopy. And I say, it's also 3 a.m. on a Monday, LOL. And then Chris retorts with, Alec, you go to bars on weekdays. Don't judge. And I said, at night. And Chris says, the one who drinks the least out of everyone I know. It's sad regardless of where the hands on the clock are. Wow. Poetry. All right, we're going to do this.
Fuck.
Yeah.
iPhone. Yo.
Say hi to the podcast.
We got a question for you. Why does Alec have to be our dad?
First of all, how was your 3 p.m. cigar?
Also, be careful. We are live.
I don't know. He has a daddy complex or a god complex.
Do you mean like I have a big ego?
Yeah.
I'm the king.
No.
I am
in your head.
I am the daddy.
No.
Call me your daddy.
No, you enjoy being the leader.
Okay. Can you explain a little more?
I think it's just something that you have to find out for yourself.
Oh, okay. That's believable.
I think it's a self-reflection and self-observing type of thing.
So I should head for the hills, huh?
You need to do something.
Yeah, and...
Because that's annoying.
Yeah. And Avery, stop smoking in the middle of the day, you piece of shit.
You hung up on him.
All right.
Play us out. Also, real quick, I haven't been plugging our social media, so if you want to follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Beef Stew Podcast, that'd be great. Hello. Thanks, Chris.